White zombie. Horror of Dracula. This island Earth. Frankenstein meets Wolfman. House of Usher.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Little Monsters Movie Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988. Awesome.
Right. It is.
Yes, and yes, I love the clowns.
Yeah.
Love the killer clowns.
I'm not keeping this on the whole time. You hear how nasally I sound? We're going to try this.
Oh, I thought your nose was swollen.
No, that's a big zit.
From allergies.
I'm going to pop the zit.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, all right.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. I'm going to set this nose right here, even though it's filled with congestion. And anyways. So, what do you think, Killer Clowns?
I forgot how much I love this movie. I remember watching it on, I think I caught like half of it on cable with a buddy when I was maybe in junior high school or something like that. And I immediately went to the corner video store, it was called like Movie Mart. And to see if they had it, and they did.
Your local video store, right. Which we don't have no more.
In my video store, you know, they always had the Full Moon movies, and that's what I was saying. This movie kind of reminds me of the fun it was watching those old Full Moon movies, the Puppet Master, Subspecies, Head of the Family, a bunch of others, and there's so many good ones. Demonic Toys that I loved when I was a kid. Even though this isn't a Full Moon movie, it's maybe a little higher budget. It's fun like one of those movies, and right. I think it could have easily fit into, you know, a Full Moon kind of.
Definitely, you know. yeah. Let me shout out to Misfit Boy Walsh, who is responding to us on Facebook. So
I think you're the only one.
Yeah, not too many more responses.
Come on.
Whatever. But we got a pretty good crowd going on iTunes. So we got people from Germany, UK, Philippines, India. So
Philippines.
Yeah, we've got plenty. Over 1,000 listeners so far. So we're doing good. YouTube channel now. Now it's going to take time, but we're getting there. Just keep spreading the word. And anyways, I love the clowns in this movie, man.
They're all so articulate. And
cool their looking. Faces are just.
They all have their own flavor.
I think we talked about this before, the toys. I mean, I'm not sure if they made toys.
I'm pretty sure they did. I checked out Amazon, and sure enough, they did. And
they did.
Like, they're all like out of print now, and they're like $40 a piece. But they look awesome.
$40 a piece? Well, that's not.
You know, but they look really cool. I mean, you know, maybe you find them cheaper somewhere else, but I mean, it's not the kind of thing you can go to Toys R Us and buy anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, as you notice, we're big toy collectors. So I mean, you see every Even, you know, you can see the Mr. Clown back there. I hung him up this week, and I'll probably keep him there from now on.
I love him.
He's a little deranged.
Yeah, we used to have a big competition. Who could get the most... I'd come over to your house, and you'd have, like, the newest Star Wars Power of the Force line. I had to go find them, and I'd have to get one that you didn't have.
My brother would get one in a package, one boxed for later. I mean, that's going a little bit too far, but anyways.
But these killer it open.
Yeah, but the killer clown toys, I would have loved to have gotten there.
Yeah,
man. But anyways, the movie, it starts off, make out point.
Yeah, they kind of have a little scene in the town that's I think the first main character we see is Officer Mooney. He's the local
right
cop, played by John Vernon, who always plays a grumpy jerk, and I remember him mostly as the dean in Animal House. So if you know that guy, that's who's in this movie.
Right, that's
and,
right.
You know, he's just. I think someone bumps into him, he's like, "Oh, punk."
One of those guys always in a bad mood.
It's like the nicest town that he's a cop in. There can't be that much crime here.
No,
and
but he's still got his scotch and his little styrofoam cup.
You know, he still has to
styrofoam cup.
Yeah. He'd be one of those cops that we'd all be rioting about now.
You think he would have a family member that bought him an actual mug that said, like, buddy, son?
Yeah.
But no, he's
number
got...
Number one dad.
He's got a styrofoam... It's got a styrofoam cup.
That's all he deserves.
You know, and I'm surprised he didn't bite it off when he was drunk. You know, you remember how he used to just chew on those styrofoam cups?
But yeah, then we get to make out point. I forget what they call it in the movie, but make out point. Everyone's, you know, doing their thing. And,
yeah,
and we see our main characters, Mike Tobacco.
Mike Tobacco.
I wonder what the family genealogy of that name is. And
Mike Tobacco, and yeah. And Debbie.
Debbie.
The looker,
Debbie,
yeah.
Debbie, yeah.
Which we'll get to later when that's she's right. Shower scene.
And, then a comet kind of flies overhead. And, oh wait, before that, though, the Terenzi brothers show up.
Yeah, they
right?
show up, the ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck. They think they're going to sell some ice cream to the people making out.
Yeah, great place to sell ice cream, yeah. too.
And I don't make know how up, people yeah. are wanting to make out 2 feet away from another car where two other people are making out. And, you know.
That's how they did it back then. They used to squeeze in
be
as
so
close as...
Like, you know, look, what are they doing? And, you know, how come yeah. I'm not doing that?
How voyeuristic it is. Yeah,
and I like how they got their... In his what is it, a truck or, you know, whatever he's got. They got the inflatable air mattress.
Oh yeah, he's all set up. He's ready to go with Debbie, yeah. And he flops on top of her, and they're ready to go.
But you know, I remember doing that when we had the drive-in theater at the Memphis Triple Drive-In over here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah,
it's gone now. It's just a field. But I used to have a Chevy S10 pickup, and me and my girlfriend, now she's my wife, we would buy some of the blow-up mattresses. We didn't make out. We watched the movie.
Yeah.
And I would blow them up and we'd sit in the back of the truck and
sneak in awesome
some beers.
Time.
And the only one I remember watching is Blair Witch Project. We saw Blair Witch Project on a big drive-in screen. And that movie is so dark, I remember that I couldn't even really see what was going on. Ended up having to go to another theater to see it because I couldn't see what was going on. Well, it was just such a dark movie, so dark outside. It was all mud. So
I saw The Exorcist there.
At the Memphis
I might have brought that up before, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I did with my uncle who passed out, and it was kind of scary. And, you know, as a kid, it was, yeah, I'm 6 years old. They're taking me to see The Exorcist.
And that's a film that they don't even bring out that often. Even like at festivals and things like that, you never hear about, you know, a screening of The Exorcist. We had another theater around here. Remember the Yorktown over on
Oh, yeah.
Before they closed down, they were just kind of showing older films, and they showed a print of Exorcist. And I will admit, it was beautiful. Like, they showed movies. They showed, like, Full Metal Jacket, Clockwork Orange. And there was always, like, scratches and nicks in the print would skip.
They would get the bad copies or something.
Or whatever you get.
Cheaper,
you know?
Yeah, whatever.
But they showed Exorcist, and I definitely went to go see that. It wasn't a lot of people, and it was a dank, old, musty-smelling theater, especially towards the end.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That print was flawless. It was so perfect. And then they had that version you never saw, and I didn't want to So I just liked the old.
That's when the old, you'd have a local movie theater. Mm-hmm. Now it's big old general cinemas and stuff like that.
I mean, we have the Cinematheque down in downtown Cleveland, and they do show in the Cedar Lee. Sometimes they'll show some older films, but we're getting way off topic here. But it's good to reminisce about things that we used to have that were kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, I'd say, you know, I wish somebody would do that, but then I don't even know if anybody would go because... You know, sometimes half the time when they show a cool movie at midnight, I say, well, I've got the Blu-ray of Big Trouble in Little China at home. Why do I need
to go
out there and see it?
50-inch screen TVs.
Right.
I mean,
if it was an actual film print, a lot of times what they do is they just project the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And, you know, they think that's good enough. If that's what they're doing, I'm not interested. But if it's an actual film print, which is what the Cinematheque does, that would be cool. That would be cool.
Cool.
And I would pay money for that.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyways, getting back to Killer Clowns.
Comet.
Yeah, they see the comet go by, and what Debbie tells Mike Tobacco, he's, you know, let's go get, you
it's
know,
a thousand
find this.
Miles away.
Yeah, it's a million miles away.
He's
because
pouring champagne. He's ready.
He's ready to, you know what I mean, get it going and stuff. Good old Debbie laying on top. But anyway, she wants to go. So he finally convinces her. It's an adventure too. So he may get lucky in the adventure. You know,
right, you never know
where this leads. So
and then we meet the old coot.
Yeah, he's sitting on the porch
reading a book about Halley's Comet. Right? And
Halley's Comet.
This is.
He's like, oh my god, Halley's Comet!
Right.
You know, so he's going to go get it or dig it.
Shovel his lantern and his dog Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Yes,
yeah.
And that guy
good old
is. You probably recognize him. He's been in 8,000 movies. His name's Royal Dano.
Well, I think 8001, but IMDb.
You look on his filmography list, I mean, it's vast. It's
one of those guys.
It's like
that
Christopher
took
Lee
every role.
Almost, you know? And I remember seeing him in tons of movies. Probably one of my favorite things that I remember seeing him in is the first episode of the old Planet of the Apes TV series, which I love Planet of the Apes.
And, oh, yeah. That TV series was awesome, too, I thought.
Nobody else seemed to think so, because it only lasted like 12 episodes. Yeah,
well,
but what do they know?
The best stuff tends to disappear quick. But anyways,
sometimes. But that's who this old coot is played by, Royal Dano. And, you know, he's got his dog Pooh Bear, and they go out in the woods, and
they see a huge, gigantic tent.
Red, yellow, bright.
Yeah, like a circus tent.
And he's like, oh, the circus is in town, Pooh Bear. Maybe we can get us some free passes.
He's looking for some free passes or sneak in underneath the circus, you know, tent. But.
And then, like, as he's walking by the circus, you see the shadow of the clown. You don't have to wait that long to start seeing the clown.
Oh, no. Everything happens really, really fast.
And
so.
the little circle opens up in the wall. And a big hand with a net comes and scoops Pooh Bear up.
Scoops the dog right up.
Somehow the neckerchief is left behind.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah,
The net grabs the whole dog, but yet...
The neckerchief gets left.
Yeah. Oh well, that's what... Yeah, and then he's, the old guy turns around looking for him. And,
yeah, like he grabs the wire, the rope that's holding the tent, this thing's wired! And he falls down, and we do see a clown come up, aim a little... Cool little toy, plastic ray gun looking thing at him. Shoot, but we don't see what happens to him. Not yet.
Yeah, they don't show nothing yet. Right. Yeah.
And then we kind of go back to the town where Mooney's picked up a couple of punks.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of good old college punks.
Punker punks, yeah. Just
they had the nerve to be walking through the cemetery with a bottle of wine.
Unbelievable. Everything teenagers do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the funnest times, but the cops always ruin it. So, anyways,
punks,
yeah,
run them in.
So, yeah,
book them, Dano.
Good old Mooney, very strict guy.
Right, and we see I think it's just a two cop town, kind of like Andy Griffith and Barney Fife. And the other guy's a young kid, probably more like a rookie.
It's kind of strange though, because this is a big. It looks like a big town as they're driving through it and stuff like that.
Two cops. Or maybe they're just the night shift.
Could be.
I mean, there's got to be another shift, right?
I would think so.
And he's just another officer. His name's Dave, a young kid with really, really nice hair. Really, just perfect.
Looks like plastic. Hair on
even
a toy.
Shakes his head, it bobs a little bit, but it stays right in place.
So yeah, perfect hair. Anyways, yeah.
So he's trying to tell him, don't be so rough a thumb, you know, whatever, and blah, blah, blah.
Trying to be the better cop, yeah.
Well. Yeah, and Mooney's going to run him in, put him in jail.
Oh, yeah. So he's not taking no crap.
Exactly.
Good old Mooney, you know.
And so the movie kind of skips back and forth there, and then we get to
Mike and Tobacco Debbie. And Debbie. Yep.
Mike and Debbie, they
finally reach the tent.
Yes.
Or the ship. Because that tent is a UFO.
And we got to take a minute to talk about Debbie's hair.
Debbie's hair is...
The nice, poofy 80s hair. What happened to that?
As 80s hair comes, Debbie's hair is very, very well done.
I think I had a girlfriend that wore her hair like that. I loved it.
Well, you know, some are higher than others.
Yeah, that was perfect. Perfect 80s hair, not too fluffy.
You know, most of those... Girls look back on it, though, and go, what was I thinking? And yeah, like I say to you, I think it looked good.
It did look good.
But I do like the 80s, so, you know, that's my generation.
That's when we grew up.
My generation. So, yeah, but they go just like the old guy, the old coot,
right.
Go looking at the tent.
They get to the circus tent, and she wants to go back. Oh, let's go
Yeah,
back.
All of a sudden she's scared.
She's scared now.
But you got to see what's going on there.
I mean, what's a circus tent?
It might be a circus.
Maybe we can get some free passes.
Free passes. But yeah, it's all lit up and stuff, so you would think you'd go there and at least see if it's a circus. But,
open for business.
But for some reason, she's frightened.
Rightfully so, we'll find out.
Well, right. But from a distance, it looks like a circus. Anyways, they do... Yeah, eventually walk up to the circus.
Yeah, it takes a little while to find a way in, kind of like a little, doesn't it, like a little door just go, bloop, kind of open up. And,
yeah.
And they get inside, and it's just so weird inside. It doesn't look like a circus in there.
It's,
you know, all the, everything is primary colors, red, yellow, blue, green.
It is perfect, though. I mean, yeah, I love the colors, the layout. It looks all, like I said, cheaply made, but... They did a great job with it.
It's exactly what you'd expect it to look like if clowns built it.
And getting to, too, what are clowns doing coming from space to Earth? They've got the popcorn. They've got the cotton candy. Like I said, I think for some reason there's a planet out there that was getting our signals. And for some reason, the signals from the TV, from like an old carnival or circus show,
Howdy Doody show,
something like that. And they saw clowns, whatever this alien species was, and they're like,
this is what we're going to base our whole existence on.
So they just created a whole, their whole environment and their whole world with clowns. Everything is clown carnival related. So somewhere there's a planet carnival. Could be. That's my theory anyway.
Guys,
so.
Great idea for the next movie, which we'll talk about. You know, there's some rumblings. There may be a sequel. But they find a door.
People were asking about that, if there was going to be a sequel.
Well, I mean, everything that we've read is that they want to do it. I don't know if the Chiodo brothers who kind of did this movie, and something about them that I kind of learned this, you know, getting ready for the show. I didn't really realize that they were, you know, big special effects guys. A little bit more so than I thought, you know. They worked on, you know, not movies that we consider, you know, real memorable, but they did, like, Ghoulies, the creature effects, and Critters. And let's face it, the monsters in those movies are the coolest thing about them. That's what makes us remember. I mean, I'll never forget the little ghoulie popping out of the toilet bowl. You know?
Well, similar to the, when we get to later on, the clowns and the popcorn, which we'll talk about when we get to
that. But, so, I mean, it's some special effects, guys. We want to make a cool movie. And that's what it is. It's a cool movie with lots of cool effects.
They did some good stuff in the 80s.
And, you know, the movie cost a couple million dollars to make. And it, you know, they did what they could with it. And it looks cool for what it is. I mean, I couldn't do any better.
The theme, I mean, the way they set it up just with the saucer coming on. And don't get me wrong, the acting's bad, but it's a good bad. I mean,
it's good for the
movie.
You
know, Mike Tobacco is just overacting on every scene, you know, like, oh my God, holy crap, I can't believe, you know, kind of a William Shatner kind of thing going on there. But,
but I mean, if they made another one, I'd want it to look just like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ship, the clones.
Basic carnival theme.
Keep it looking the same. Don't go CGI or anything. Let's do practical effects.
Yeah.
And from what I had heard, that if they were going to make, you know, second one and third one, there was going to be at least be one character from each of the original movie in each movie. And the first one was supposed to have Mike playing, from what he had said, from what I read, that he was going to be like the town drunk. You know, it's years and years later, and he's, you know, the clowns are going to come back. And
this was Mike Tobacco?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this is what he ends up being, you know, going nuts. And him being like the town drunk, always talking about the clowns. The clowns are coming to get you. They're going to come back. And they do. So,
yeah, well.
And he gets to be the hero again, I would hope.
Yeah.
So, I'd love to see another one of these. And I heard that they're making it in 3D and... You know, that's what they want to do. And
let's keep our fingers crossed.
Let those popcorn guns fly in 3D.
Heck yeah.
You know, and they should even do, just please. You know,
yes.
Somebody throw some money at these guys. If I had money, I'd give it to you guys. But
anyways, we're, so Debbie and Mike's in the ship.
Right, and they don't even realize it's a ship yet. I think a door opens, they go in, and they see, like, the core going way down into the earth, and that's when they realize this isn't, you know, a
this
clown
ain't
tent.
Yeah.
And they stumble into the cotton candy room.
Yes, they see all these huge cotton candy cocoons just hanging from whatever, like a clothesline looks like from, you know, doing your laundry.
Punching bag ball.
Or they also look like giant testicles. Yeah. if you look at them really close and think about it, now that I said it.
That's all I see now.
They look like giant testicles.
Thanks.
But anyways. But they rip the cotton candy off.
Yeah, it's cotton candy. They tear it off and
see the old guy.
Yeah, there's Royal
Dano's face is all bloody.
All bloody and right there like that. And
So it's kind of like melting down the skin.
Right.
Which we'll
find
out later.
That's what they're doing.
It's kind of like melting your body down in this cocoon into a liquid form, which is, different. But yeah.
And then I think it's not
the clown
too long
catches after that.
They get clowns coming into the compartment. I think he's carrying another cotton candy.
Right.
I think he's going to hang it up.
Yeah.
Let it get fresh.
Fresh and soft and squeezy. Yeah.
He eyeball. Doesn't he eyeball
Debbie?
Mike and Debbie?
Yeah, he does.
And
that's when he...
Oh, and I love because they show the clown messing with some of the controls. I don't know what he's doing exactly. He's just moving some dials. But everything looks so plastic, like you get it at the dollar store. And it just... I can't say it any better. The tops of them, like the little plastic balls you jump in and Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that.
Like very, very... Yeah, like the soft plastic.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. It does. I mean, you would get at the dollar store.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
Dollar store control.
But I mean, that's just what's so cool about it.
Oh, yeah, because it's so carnival. Right. It's like a real carnival theme.
And,
you're right?
Yeah.
Something in your eye? Your contact's getting...
No. I just got off work and my
he's blinking at me and I'm not sure what's going on, so I have to inquire.
I've had the contacts in all day. Don't let it bother you.
But yeah, then the clowns, this is where he chases them.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're running down the corridor and stuff,
right,
we see the popcorn gun. And the popcorn, he shoots, and the popcorn all chases them, both Debbie and Mike, all the way down.
Around the corner.
It's not like, you know, momentum takes them down or anything. It just it follows them all the way out the ship.
They get all kind of slathered on the back.
Yeah.
But they make it out. They make it out.
They do make it out. Run.
But the clowns are going to be
my
in
favorite scene. Yeah,
what's it? The
when the two clowns come out and they make the magical
balloon dog,
and it actually starts barking as they're running away with it, like it's
the
going
best
after them
in the whole movie.
Oh, it's great! I love it.
How to make balloon animals? I bought my daughter a kit for Christmas. And
did you?
Yeah, and I never really
got to it yet. It's still sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Going to have to take a day and figure it out.
Learn how to do it. Make some money.
Yeah, you know, we can do birthdays.
Yeah, we'll come to your house.
I can juggle.
You know how to juggle?
I know how to juggle.
I have juggling balls, but I don't know how to juggle.
I'm going to get a unicycle, juggle, and if you get if you make balloon animals, we can start our own little circus. So check us out one day. Anyways.
Clowns start chasing them. They get back in their car, don't they? And they're trying to take off, and big clowns are jumping on the car, and they don't do any damage, but... you know, the clowns realize, hey, people know where we are now, and they're going to go to the town.
Yeah.
And
it's creepy, too. Like, they're laying on the ground, they just sit up.
Sit up.
The clowns have the creepiest, scariest face in this movie.
It's expressive. You know, they're not just static. I mean, they do move. Oh, the muscles move.
Yeah, they see them move a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not great. You know, it's not like Gollum. But,
right.
It's still pretty darn good.
Oh,
and that's what makes the movie so cool. And then each one looks different. Even when they have a bunch of them, like, towards the end.
Yeah.
And you see that they're all different. And that takes time and care and love. And we appreciate that.
The creepiness of their faces are just great. And as they're walking to the city, they're walking really slow.
Like Night of the Living Dead. Like zombies.
Like zombies. Zombie clowns walking to the town.
Right, so they're
all... they do get there very quickly, so they got no transportation they show of, but later they show
they
got...
They could have got there way faster. But we see...
but somebody would have had to pick them up on the way, though. Because they do show them the scene walk. I know I'm jumping all over. But they do just show them just walking away. So somebody had to come out of the ship in a little clown car and pick them up.
It says Crescent Cove, 5 miles, and they're just walking at a snail's pace.
You know.
But, I mean, in the movie time, because this movie takes place over one night.
Right.
Yeah, it's just one evening. And I guess in terms of the night, they get there in like 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike and Debbie, they're going straight to the cops.
Oh, and
now when he pulls up his car, it's up on the sidewalk, knocks the friggin' mailbox,
knocks
tags the police car in the back.
They lost their reasoning in how to drive.
You know,
I guess if you're scared to death that killer clowns are coming after you, you're going to do
that's
that.
That's true.
Either that or Mike Tobacco dropped his glasses and he didn't know how to drive. So
maybe he doesn't know how to drive. I don't know.
But anyways, yeah.
Dave, the officer Dave, comes out and he talks to Debbie and Mike and, come on in. We're going to sort this out. And they go inside.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to like where the clowns start invading the town.
So one of your favorite
scenes.
One
of my favorite parts is the drugstore part.
The drugstore.
I mean,
when
you've seen this movie. And I got to assume... most of you guys have probably seen this movie. This is a classic.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Although I did run into some people at work that never saw it, never heard of it. But my mom is, watched some of this. She knows what this is. So,
yeah,
no
Linda.
Excuses.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't sit there and watch the whole thing. But she knows I like it. So, I just remember the part that the clown's kind of standing outside the drugstore pretending to be like the little
gorilla that's next. You know, like, what are those? Tronic.
Yeah, moving. Animatronic. You know, they have clowns, they have gorillas.
So he pretends why the girls come up, you know.
Right, so they kind of leave him there for a minute, and then we go back to the cop station, police station. And, of course, they're telling a story that's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And Mooney wants nothing to do with it. He's like, what are you talking about? And get the heck out of here. There's killer clowns coming, and they're shooting popcorn with... And he's just going, what? Which we would do the same, you know.
And in the police station scenes, Debbie's hair looks really nice. And
we got to keep pointing that out.
We start. I think this is this where we find out that she and Dave once dated. I don't know how seriously, but
well, we find out in a car, don't we?
Is it the car? Is it then?
I think it's when they're in a car. But yeah, and anyways, he's sympathetic towards her.
Right, they've had a relationship, so he kind of wants to believe her. But this story, I mean, even I would have a hard time believing. Right. This too. But yeah, Mooney's great, you know. And then I think Mike Tobacco mentions the Terenzi brothers, you know, that they were up there. We were at the point, the Terenzi brothers there, and then that's it's the Terenzi brothers pulling another prank on the town, and like we're
troublemakers,
you guys just terrorize the town.
Yeah, evidently they look like it, huh? I do like how the Terenzi brothers they look alike too.
So now when they show them, I don't think we even really touched on them. The Terenzi brothers are just two brothers. Mike says that to Debbie that you know they're his best friends. When he wants to have a good time, he hangs out with those guys.
Mike Tobacco's, and it's an odd pairing. You wouldn't think that would be his best friends. He's got looks like the hottest girl in town. You would think, you know.
But he hangs out with these two geeks.
Yeah,
but I remember when they first show up. You know, we talked about they first showed up. I love how they have the two kind of chunky girls. Not wrong with that, but a couple of chunky girls in the car.
That was
in the ice cream truck with them, and they're trying to pry them with ice cream. You know, give them enough ice cream, though.
Trying to get in their pants with ice cream.
Right.
But it don't work because they've got attitudes.
They've got morals. And
attitude.
Another brother says, you know, keep your shirt on or something. He's like, oh, we intend to. And they're just sitting there sucking away on ice cream.
The popsicle's going down. Yeah, anyway. So.
So, I mean, that's the kind of guys these two are. They're always arguing and bickering.
Yeah, like the two brothers that have given nookies, you know, and stuff like that kind of thing.
So that's the Terenzi brothers. I know we kind of just mentioned them in passing, but they're awesome.
Yes.
And if they ever make more, I hope those two guys or their offspring. Yeah. I think we joked about their offspring.
Yeah, if they got to incorporate them in the movie somehow, if they make a sequel.
Right.
Because the ice cream truck's got to still be there. And either they're two old guys still running it, or they got their children doing the same thing, you know, and bickering at each other. That would be awesome.
It's my business. No, it's my business.
Yeah, we're equal partners. Come on. You know, or something. That would be awesome. So, but anyways. Yeah.
So that's the cop station. And now what comes in the middle is kind of like not so much plot heavy, just a lot of little scenes of what the clowns are doing. That's what we want to see. We want to see the clowns.
What the clowns are doing in the town.
Tearing up in the town. And what's...
The first one is the puppet show.
Oh, the gazebo with the creepy young guy just walking around the park.
Yeah, he's all by himself.
With his bad 80s hair.
Oh, bad 80s hair,
just walking around the park. And
all by himself.
In the gazebo.
Going to the gazebo. I wonder if he was meeting a chick there, or his buddy to score some weed
young
or something.
Kid
I don't
show
know.
Up or something.
Yeah,
and he starts watching this little puppet show,
and he's giggling like he's oh my god, this is funny.
Funny.
Yeah, the 5-year-old likes this. So do
the
I.
The puppets hitting each other, and then one of the puppets pulls out like a ray gun, blasts the other puppet away. He starts laughing like a loon, and when he does that, with the I think it's like the pink-haired, spiky-haired clown pops up and aims that gun at him. And zap, turns him into
the popcorn swirling cocoon.
Cocoon, the cotton candy cocoon. That's what we see.
What did I say? Popcorn?
Yeah, but that's all right.
I don't know why I said popcorn. I meant cotton candy. But yeah, he's all, you know, spilled up. Anyways, then they get back to the drugstore again.
Yes, which is my favorite. Only because the clowns are just in there. They're just knocking everything off.
Yeah, they're not looking at merchandise.
Over racks.
They're not looking at merchandise. What is this? What is it? No, they're just, yeah.
I don't know why.
Throw
it
over.
Reminds me like what my son would do, you know, in the trucks.
And what gets me is the old guy is just standing there.
Oh, no.
What do I do?
And you see, they've already turned some people into cotton candy cocoons.
On the floor.
But
they're leaving him alone, which is good.
Yeah, so far.
Because he's keeping to himself. He's just making little, oh my god. You know, I mean.
Oh no.
They must, in their mind, they're going, he's so innocent looking.
I just remember the The little one. There's the little clown in there. Oh. I know he like opens up like something of powder and sneezes it all over somebody in the shave cream.
In the shaving cream. Shaves it in his face. Puts it in his face, and yeah.
I don't know why. It's a little scene. I just love the part where he just takes and starts knocking stuff.
Oh, off the way the clowns act themselves are just awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, and what did they come up into delivering pizza?
I love the pizza, hot chick.
Don't ask me how they knew that. Well, they must have got the pizza guy outside the door. But yeah, she's standing there in her negligee. I think you can kind of see that there's nothing underneath her. I mean, yeah, it's typical
80s. Right. I mean, it's better what you don't see. And yeah, they got like six pizza boxes. And
yeah.
Pizza! And it opens up and the little one pops out. And he's kind of cute. And he's got his gun. Boop! You know, and turns her into a cocoon.
Yeah.
Isn't there's an old lady.
Yeah.
You know,
they're stopping at all the doors every day.
Yeah, door to door. Really? You know. Yeah. And well, box of candy, and it was just, you know, Harold, is this from you?
Yeah. Oh, what a great husband he is. But yes, gets blasted.
Right. Know. And we take a little break from the
clowns,
the chaos.
Yeah.
And
going on into town.
Dave and Mike and Debbie, they're in the car. She's trying to explain this. Okay, I think you're right. This is where we find out that they had a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, Dave says, you know how I feel about you.
And Mike Tobacco's in the back. Yeah, just going, like, what's going on?
I'm here.
Yeah.
But I'm me.
Talking in front of me. Yeah.
Right. So they want to take Debbie home, keep her safe. And you
Which
know,
is
he
good.
And Mike, yeah. Dave and Mike, they're going to go out to the woods.
Yeah, he's going to try out. To find the proof. Because, you know, whatever.
He right. Thinks, I mean, it's know. A tall tale. Yeah. And well, because they came to the police station saying, you know, somebody's dead. You know, people are dead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the cops have to check that out.
Exactly.
So they drop Debbie off, and then they're going to go out to the woods. And they do. And it's
the
gone.
Tent's gone.
Tent's gone.
But there's a huge, like, crater where the tent was.
Well, yeah, but Dave goes and starts cuffing Mike. You know, saying people are dead. False, you know, false reporting. And so
they're
like, there's a big crater.
Yeah, there's proof there. I mean, at least
something was there.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it's because he's dating Debbie that he just wants to take
that's really
all
nice.
The revenge and the power. He's like, I can handcuff you,
right.
Put you away, you know.
Because he even says when Dave's cuffing him, you know, Debbie saw it too. And, you know, he stops for a second. He's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe she's playing a game on me too. You know,
yeah, but he don't care. I mean, he just takes and hauls him away. And, oh, another favorite part of mine was when
like the motorcycles, right?
Oh, the biker bar, whatever it is, all these hippies, you know, they're sitting, what's going on, you know, drinking a beer. They're not in the bar, they're outside
it's like
the bar.
An alley or something,
yeah.
I think, right?
You know, and they're all, and the littlest clown comes
Love
right
that.
Up on his little bicycle.
I think it's got training wheels on it.
Yeah, it's all like a little 5-year-old's bicycle, and he comes, and they're laughing at him and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, the big leader. He's got his woman. He's like, watch this, baby. I'm going to go pick on the little clown.
He's going to go beat him up.
What does he say to him? He's like, can I ride your bike? And he's
mm-mm.
Or like, what, can I beep the horn?
Mm-hmm.
But then the jackass, he picks it up.
Then he picks it. Yeah, he destroys the bike.
Stomping on it. Smashes his whole bike.
What a bully.
I feel bad. I mean, I know that clown would have killed them all anyway.
Right.
I feel bad.
Well, yeah, the guy deserves what he got anyway.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't know this clown is bad or good.
Right.
He's just destroying a little bike.
And then they're going to fight. They're going to duke it out now.
Because that little clown flies up in the air.
And he
comes back down with boxing gloves, and he's moving around in a circle with these big giant gloves on.
What are you going to do?
Knock my block off. And he rips
it
out.
And he does.
And off comes his head, and it ends up in the trash can about 20 feet away.
And I think my favorite part in that scene is there's one black biker. And as soon as the head comes off, damn! I can watch it over. Damn!
That's a good scene.
Damn!
Did he look like Samuel Jackson?
It probably was Samuel Jackson.
He shows up in the darndest movies. But anyways.
He had to get a start somewhere.
But then they start showing back at the town again.
Oh,
what
burger
more?
Joint, I think.
The burger,
That's a cool part when he's trying to, what is it, like a couple of ladies and their kids.
Yeah, they're being bratty and the parents are talking like, you know, oh, our bratty kids.
Eat your food.
Yeah, eat your food. And
I noticed a little girl, though. She picked her pickle off the burger. And that's what I always did. I always picked the pickle off my cheeseburger. I didn't order it without pickle.
I think I did too. Always picked it off.
I love pickles, but I don't like pickles on my cheeseburgers.
I hear ya.
So,
anyways,
there's that. And the
he tries coaxing the little girl out.
You know, come here. And you see, he's got like a big cartoony kind of mallet behind
him. And the girl's coming. I mean, first of all, the clown looks scary as heck, but she's a kid, so. But
if I was a kid, like, I'm not going anywhere near that thing.
Yeah, because it's not a funny looking
clown. It looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like this guy. But anyways, he just coaxes her to the door.
She's about to go up.
The parents didn't see her, even though she's, like, right next to him. Didn't see her get up and do... But she does, before she gets to the kid gets to the door, the parent grabs her.
Get back here and eat your food.
So, I'm surprised the clown didn't come in, but they're trying to be discreet, I guess. Let's not take a big burger joint. Let's take them one at a time or something. But
isn't it the same one? He's got like a suitcase, carpet bag or whatever, and he opens it up and takes a big... He goes behind a burger joint, I remember, and...
Yeah, later on he does that.
Big handful of popcorn and puts it in the dumpster. You don't really know why yet.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that leaves room for a sequel there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, if we jump...
The popcorn turns into something.
Yeah, if we say... We'll say that when we get to it, but...
the shower scene with the popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the... Well, we might as well say it. I mean, the popcorn basically are little tiny things that turn into clowns.
Turn into a clown monster type thing.
So, with him sprinkling that in a big garbage dumpster...
Right.
It eats the garbage and...
Because they show a guy coming out to take garbage out. You don't see what happens to him.
Right. But they show him going...
They show him get pulled in?
Yeah, he gets pulled in.
We don't see the monsters yet.
Right, but later in the bathroom scene, we'll touch on it a little bit more. But anyways, Mike and Dave they pull up to make out point, and they see that all the cars are like
deserted
and stuff like that. And he goes up and he sees cotton candy spun all in the car, in the Jeep. Right. Yeah. So he reaches in for
the stuff. That's the stuff.
So he's like, yeah, do you believe me? Come on.
Right, and he does. You know, it's like, here's some cotton candy. I would have tasted it, though. Just to see what it tastes like.
You know, you would wonder, you know.
Just because, a little strand?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, all that cotton candy.
It might be good.
Maybe he just was...
Or it might melt me from the inside out.
He could have been diabetic and always known not to touch sugar.
Well, yeah.
So, who knows? But anyways, he does grab the glasses out of her too, which shows him, oh my God, there's been a scene.
Because they said
that
they saw another guy in the ship that we never saw. Like when they first saw that old guy... There was another cotton candy thing with another dude that Mike knew.
Yeah.
And we never saw him get taken, so I'm not really sure how he got captured or whatever.
Right.
But that was that dude's Jeep that was filled with cotton candy. It was that dude's glasses.
Yeah.
So, now, you know, Dave believes him, uncuffs him, and, you know, hey, we gotta go and do something about this. We're gonna head back into town.
Yeah.
And
as they do that, they shoot back to the police station scene.
Right, because calls are starting to come
in. Oh, yeah. A lot of calls coming in, and Mooney's
just
going...
There's a clown on here! And, yeah, he's great. He thinks the whole town's against him.
Yes, everybody is conspiring against him.
You don't need me, you need a psychiatrist!
And the guy from the drugstore calls him too, the little old guy who's just the nicest guy and all that, and he's like, he's even in on it. They've got him. And he's just so frustrated. He goes and gets the styrofoam cup out of the cabinet, pours some more scotch, whatever he's got, and drinks it back, and goes down smooth. But yeah, he's not taking it very well. He's pissed.
No, it's hilarious. I mean, like, I think in this scene, like, four or five phone calls come in, and
oh my God, yeah. Then what? The next really cool scene is what one of the they shoot to a car chasing down the street, the clowns. One of the clowns are outside next to him on the driver's side, and he's not on nothing, but he's got. What has he got in his feet?
Headlights on his feet.
Headlights just on his feet.
Yeah, and he causes the guy to wreck off the side of the road.
Yeah, he's bumping into him like a car would be.
It's like he's driving, but he's just floating on the ground. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I mean,
they have powers that we don't know about.
It was a cool scene. I mean, most of the time they're riding a bike or riding their little clown car.
See, that's how they could have got to the ground way faster. If they all could do that.
Yeah, just pretend to actually, flying abilities and stuff.
Definitely.
But this is the good scene when we get to the shower scene, And she just starts
to see a little bit of belly there.
Little nice. Belly-ish. Yeah, she like folds it up. It's not like she was even getting undressed. But anyways, she was getting undressed.
While she's getting undressed, some of that popcorn is shaking off her hair.
And yes, on the floor.
And we see it kind of scooching. She doesn't notice it.
It's like an inchworm.
Yeah, really inching away.
And really cool. It doesn't look like string or anything. The special effects were really cool with that.
Yeah, I mean... You
know, basic little popcorn, but it's inching along. It wasn't CGI. It had to have been some kind of claymation type thing almost, it looks like. But who knows? I don't know how they did
it. Or maybe there was just little wires or something that they did that.
Could be. Could be.
That stuff gets so thin that we don't even see it on the film because of the grain.
Right.
So, but obviously the gestation period or whatever of that stuff is pretty quick because they're going to, you know, turn into life forms. In
right, soon after. So, actually, once she gets out of the shower.
Yeah, they're ready to rock.
You know.
Yeah. Well, she took a really long shower, which and, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I mean, I take pretty long showers.
Yeah,
I mean,
take that shower, Debbie. You clean yourself.
Yeah, you use that.
Get all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, you use that loofah. Anyways.
Use that loofah.
Is a loofah out of date now?
I don't know. What do they call it? My wife still uses one.
Does she? Okay. Well, I guess
I try using it, but when you get down to the genitalia, it's all rough. It's
like, that hard plastic loofah. You don't want to clean private areas with that if you're a guy, but maybe a girl. Man. I don't know. It's a little different. But yeah, exactly.
You slap a little dial on there and you're good to go. You know, and then it takes forever to rinse the damn thing out.
Oh, I use my Killer Clown bath wash.
Here's my bath sponge.
It's about 25 years old, but I still use it.
Really?
Yeah, I use it every other month, like just a dab. So it's lasted me over the years.
Wow.
Anyways, yeah.
Vintage.
but what happens next then with Mooney? Back at the police station? Did the clown come yet?
There's the people getting the little puppet show. That part kind of shows up there a little bit. Clown shows up.
Oh, yeah. Dave and Mike Tobacco come flying in, and they see the one clown on the side of the road.
Yeah, there's Mike. There's one. And he's doing little shadow puppets. For these old people at the bus stop.
Oh, and they're just loving it. It's like the biggest thing they've ever seen in
clapping,
their life.
It's great.
Yeah.
And he finally, my favorite one's when he makes like Washington crossing the Delaware.
Yeah, how he made that with hands.
I'm trying to practice it. But he has to make like some big dinosaur, and the shadow just goes down and swamps.
Eats him right up.
And I love it, Mike. He just like steps on the gas of the car. Hit him, run him over! And they just like smash into the wall because the clown jumps. They all have this ability to jump.
Yeah, he shoots right up in the air.
Straight up, now tell me.
And he's gone because they look out the window and they're like looking, where is he? He's
gone. So they got to get back to the police station. They got to gather up Debbie. I mean, they got to, you know, do something.
But they see the Terenzi brothers
show up again. They're fighting and
he tells Mike to go get them and warn the town.
They got to get the state police.
Yeah, he's going to get state police. They're going to warn the town.
Right. So you know, we can use the truck, the loudspeaker on the ice cream truck, to warn the town.
Yeah.
And they don't even believe him at first. Here they think he's just joking. But you know, he gets them, you know, to believe him, and they get in the truck and, you know, they go have an adventure. I love these guys, even though they're not related. They look like they could be related.
Yeah, and his acting is just Mike Tobacco. I'm bringing it up again just because it's I love the overacting. But yeah, then we get to the
back he was to directed the, to do.
Exactly, yeah. The Chiodo brothers might have told him, act as crazy as you can, you know, but...
Emote.
And then back to the police station.
Please, there's actors out there. Mike Tobacco's better actor than Tom Cruise. I'll put it right out there. I'd take this guy.
Oh, man.
In any movie.
Okay.
You know, you take Eyes Wide Shut, you put Mike Tobacco in there, take Tom Cruise out. It's a better movie.
Well, it's probably, you know, it'd probably be interesting. He'd be going, oh my God, what are you doing? What's going on?
But, poor Stanley.
He would, that's why, whatever.
And then Mooney's going to come face to face with a clown.
Face to face.
The one just shows up, just walks right into the
stares at station, him.
Stares him down, and Mooney's going to arrest his ass.
Yeah, he says, oh, get over
here. Get punk. Get in, break any laws, you didn't do anything wrong. You're going to arrest you. You don't have any rights. And he goes to lead him away, and with his hands come off.
Yeah, his hands just fly off.
Yeah, the clown's hands come off. But the clown's going to go down to the jail, and he's going down the steps where the jail is, and those two punks from the beginning of the movie, they're still in jail. Hey, Mooney, when you going to give us a phone call? And he locks them up in there.
Right.
And I just remember the two guys, you know, they don't look and go, my God, what is this? It's just like, what are you in for?
Yeah.
You know, which is probably what I would ask somebody in chess.
Yeah, just
what are you in for?
Yeah, just a clown shows up, you know. Yeah. His hands pop back
up. Oh, yeah, he has the hands pop back
up. You know, and... But, yeah. And he's sweating to death. Mooney is just sweating.
It's all that alcohol.
It's hot in there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hot night. It's hot summer night. But, yeah, he locks the clown up, and, you know, and that's it.
And Dave comes back. Sees the huge...
Yeah.
Giant red clown footprints everywhere.
As he goes downstairs, there's like red, yellow, green, blue. They're just big footprints, and they're all over. They're like, they're on the walls. Mm-hmm. They're not just on the floor. And he gets down there and sees that, you know, they've all been, the two guys under, they've all been cotton candied.
Yeah. And even an arm falls out of the cocoon.
Yeah.
And that's where, I mean, you tell it's just, it's eating it away at the flesh and stuff like that. Later,
they're kind of like being liquefied inside here. I didn't really recall that the first couple times I'd seen it. And I'd seen this movie a bunch of times.
Right.
You know, I rented it pretty often, but, you know, sometimes you just...
You dissect the movie now, yeah.
Yeah, now I pay a little bit more attention to some of the details when we do the shows. Yes. And
this is a good scene too.
When Dave comes back up, and the clown's the same clown is still there, but he's got Mooney like a marionette puppet. I even like he's got like blood going
coming down the sides of his chin.
So it looks like the mouth. Because I used to have like those kind of puppets, those marionette type puppets.
Yeah, you put your hand up their back.
I think you gave it to me. I had a W.C. Fields one, pulling the string, and I had Laurel Hardy and Howdy Doody and all those. And you know his cheeks are like you know red like a doll's and. I forget what he makes him say, but it's something smart.
Yeah, smart, yeah.
And then the clown, I remember he pulls his hand out. It's just like it was inside his body.
Oh, yeah, he stuck it up in his innards.
And, you know, it's just blood.
And he plops down on the ground and falls.
That's it. Mooney's gone. There's no coming back.
Yeah. And that clown is scary as heck in that scene, man. I mean, it's just...
I think it's the same one that wanted to mallet the girl, the little girl, at the burger joint.
Right. And he did call the state police, and they finally said, we'll send some people up there. They'll get
help. We got clowns! But I don't think he mentions the clowns, just that, you know, the whole town's going crazy. They're getting, people are getting killed.
Yeah. And then we come to another great scene, is when they're having, like, a little parade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, the Terenzi brothers and Mike, they swerve out on the street, and there's just, like, a whole big parade with all this weird clown stuff that we never saw.
Ribbon coming, you know.
Balloons, everything. And they're just, you can see them dropping cocoons from the windows. They're just going door to door, getting everybody. Oh, yeah. But,
and it's like a huge Dr. Seuss type thing because it's got those vacuums.
That's a good thing. That's almost exactly what it's like,
It's like sucking up the little cocoons as they're riding by and all that stuff. I mean, really cool.
I love the guy who's hiding under a car. All right, and then the...
they don't see him. He's hiding under
the car. About this far away from him, and he figures this is the time to get up and run. And the moment he gets up, I mean, anything that's got peripheral vision.
Let's not wait until the parade passes. Let's wait until they're 2 feet past you.
Right.
And then, you know, exactly. Of course he's dead. Yeah.
He gets cocooned, and I think it lands like right in front of the ice cream truck. And that's it. So that's a really cool scene. The whole big parade, they're just gathering. It almost kind of reminded me of... maybe it was at the original one, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the pods.
Right.
You know, they're all taking, So there's like little subtle things for other movies here. I get a little flavor of that. I get a little flavor of Ghoulies.
Yeah.
I get a little flavor of even Aliens, which is more like at the end. Just a little, just like in my mind. And we get to Debbie again.
Yeah, she's in the
shower. And here's
getting out of the shower.
Yeah, getting out of the shower, getting dressed.
Her hair is her hair's all set and prettied up.
Yeah,
and
it looks good.
You know, all dressed.
I like it. I think she's even wearing like leg warmers too.
Typical 80s. Like that. Olivia Newton-John.
Where did those go?
Let's get physical. Yeah, I mean, we need more headbands, ankle sweat, whatever they call those.
Exactly.
And the poofy hair. Yeah.
And that's where we see these
and cut off shirts.
Yeah.
But not on guys because that's the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
A guy who wears a cut off shirt and shows his belly. I don't care if it's a six pack. It's disgusting.
I had one. I'll admit when I was a kid.
Did you really?
It had Mr. T.
Oh my gosh!
And my uncle made such fun of me about it. My uncle Randy. I had to, because I wore it in West Virginia when I went to go visit them, and he made fun of me, so I think I cried, and I didn't want to wear it.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, the bathroom scene, that's where you get to see the what the popcorn's turned into. They're like little alien things with the clown's head. on the end. Almost like cool. Alien, the alien that pops out of the chest.
Chestburster, yeah, that's you a little taste of aliens that we get there. A
little bit, and, yeah.
And one of them pops out of the toilet, which reminded me of Ghoulies, which those right. kind of work.
Yes, on. Yes.
So I'm sure that was, you know, for yeah. people who like that movie.
But they're biting Debbie's shoulders.
Yeah, cool.
And they're just like, gnawing at her and stuff.
She
and
takes like the shower head, turns it on, jabs it in its mouth.
She's going to drown him to death or something.
Yeah, that distracts it enough so that she can get out, you know, throw the shower curtain on the other ones and get out.
Meanwhile,
she gets to the door.
Yeah, they never show that. I mean, these little clown things are still there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like we said, we're talking sequel. And stuff like that. I mean, there's still clowns that were set everywhere from this popcorn stuff right. that's everywhere. So, yeah, all the clowns
maybe
are.
Maybe they could have crawled in the sewer and made a whole civilization down
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It could go a million different ways. This movie is easy to make a
maybe
sequel
we
to.
We should write this movie.
But we should. But anyways, yeah, well, all the clowns start coming to her house. And
yeah, she opens
on
the
door
and there they are. And they do something different to her. They
right.
they don't cocoon her for some reason. I don't know why they... I mean, it's just a you know story device that she gets to live.
Right.
But they have like a
it
balloon
is interesting,
gun,
yeah.
where they put her in a balloon. And I mean, it's cool, but it doesn't really make sense in the story. You know,
right.
They're
except that you would
else.
Save her later on. But yeah, who right. knows what they would do.
Maybe they had some kind of a plan for her that we didn't get to find out.
Right.
About. You know,
it's like one of those huge balloons, like where you had a big rubber band at the
right,
end and you pound
it
and stuff. It.
Yeah, yeah, that's right with the big.
But this is a big one because.
But it never looks big enough to hold a human being. But
no,
every time
right.
you do a close up, it's always you know.
Yeah, because what Dave and Mike pull up and they see that.
Yeah, the truck
and
driving away with Debbie inside the balloon.
And the scene shows her like going like this, and they go, "Oh, let's follow her because she's in the
right."
You know, so they know she's in that balloon.
So yeah, the ice
even though
truck
it was
and the cop
from
car.
About 30 feet away, I'm not sure if you could really see that.
Even with contacts, I can't
but
see
you know, they see her in there for some reason, and they follow. You know,
right, and they end up losing the chase. The Terenzi brothers, they realize, you know, that they don't realize that Dave's on their side. You know, they see a cop car behind them, and they slam on the brakes and smash rear end. And,
yes.
You know, they want to show, I like, you want to see my license? But anyway,
they're all worried
taking off an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And, you know, where did they go? They're not out in the woods anymore. And, you know, like, where would you go if you're a clown? And they mention this, you know, the old derelict amusement park at the end of the road.
Where there's a security guard. And,
right. How do these clowns get in there if the security guard's there?
Yeah, like he didn't see the huge, because
right.
the tent's there. The
right,
ship.
The tent's already there. Even
it's
when
all
the,
lit up. That's the only thing lit up in the huge amusement
park. Right, the clown
park.
Car shows up and right in front of him when he's eating his lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And
he just put the sandwich back away in his little
jacket. You don't
want to
share that.
Yeah.
I don't want them to know I have a sandwich. Then
because he needs
some.
To take care of business. He's a security guard.
His blood sugar gets low, he ain't going to be good to nobody.
Exactly. But it won't matter anyways in a few minutes because...
Wait, how many get out of the car? Like five of them get
oh,
out
yeah,
of the car?
Oh, yeah. The little clown car comes up. I mean, it's not as little, but to have those
yeah, but that
four
really
big
fat
clowns
in there, too. So.
Oh, yeah. There's no room for those four clowns. But he's just like, holy Moses. And they...
So, yeah, but the tent's already there,
yeah.
hidden inside the funhouse. Sort of. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this all happened. But they've all got, like, some kind of cream pies. And they
like the old movies and stuff, they start throwing pies at him.
Riddle
like,
him with pies.
Yeah, one after the other, after the other, after the other, until he's right. just a big pile of whipped cream.
Looks like lemon
cream.
Meringue to me.
Yeah.
And the pies start to melt him down.
Yes. Once again, it's liquefying
yeah.
their skin. So whatever
right.
they got, their weapon of choice is
mm-hmm.
melting the skin.
I love how you see like the bone, the arm bone sticking out.
Oh, and I love when the littlest clown walks by before he enters the whatever.
It's the funhouse.
He puts a huge cherry right on top of.
Where did he get a cherry?
The cop. That's it. So it looks like a big sundae. He melted them down into mm-hmm. a sundae. The security guard.
Right. So they head in there. The ice cream truck with the Terenzi's, Mike and Dave, and
they end up in the perfect spot. That well, I'm sure it's probably because it's the only entrance to the amusement
yeah.
park. But they're right there,
right next to it.
Yeah.
And I love the one I can't remember the
their names individually.
Wasn't it Rich and Paul or something like that?
Can't remember.
And he's like, you know, he's gonna take a little taste. I wouldn't lick that if I were you. And does he lick?
I thought he licked it and put it in his mouth.
But he didn't.
I still think he did. But anyway, he does throw it down. But anyways, yeah, that would like burn his Right. My tongue. I mean,
so they go in, and I like it. It's like the whole funhouse kind of environment. They, yeah. You know, there's all kinds of like monsters with their mouths open. And they have to walk inside to get
right.
in. And that kind of ends up leading them into the ship. But they will kind of sort of split up eventually. But for right now, they're kind of together.
Right.
And you know, like once they start getting like where the ship is. You know, those big red buttons on the wall. I just remember one of the Terenzis, you know, he had... Presses they all walk by it. No one touches it, but then one of them... Oh. Boop, boop. Yeah. That would be like...
It's a big red button. You gotta press it.
Yeah, I mean... I can't not press a button.
Of course.
All it is, I think it's just some, like some steam shoots up or whatever, but...
Yeah.
But they end up getting... Like, it's Mike and Dave, and the Terenzis end up getting separated... I just remember them falling into a pit of those balls.
Yeah.
Like you got at Chuck E. Cheese or something like that.
Right.
You know, really hygienic balls that the kids jump into.
Yeah, like a pit of balls. That, and what the... There's two for the...
Girl clowns.
Yeah, you never see them ever again. It's just this right. only one scene.
But what I like when they're sitting there, you know, they look at them and the girl clowns. But I like how their boobs start getting bigger.
Yeah, they start like blowing up. Like
and they're inflating and they just...
Yeah, they just blow up and yeah.
This brings me to another point. Why can't we have these things in real life? Well, I mean, why? Why? You know, they invented seedless watermelons.
Oh, my God.
Why can't they invent that?
Exactly. You know.
For the occasion, you know?
I think the doctors have done something like that. You just insert a little air and you can make yourself D's or C's, depending on...
Does this exist?
What party you go to.
Where have I been? What rock am I under?
And if it doesn't exist, it should.
Right.
And I'll take credit.
Scientists listening to the program or watching.
You know,
we don't need to focus on cancer and seedless watermelons so much. Let's get to the things that really matter to society.
Oh. But then we get to the scene, too, where we find out... That's food in those cocoons.
Right.
The big clown.
Mike and Dave, they end up back in that cotton candy place. That storage hangar.
And the giant testicles. I mean cotton candy cocoons. Oh, God. Once they get, like, liquefied whatever person's in there.
He's checking them to see which one's ripe.
Yeah, if it's ripe and all juicy. Liquefied and stuff.
And the biggest crazy straw I ever saw in my life. If you straighten this thing out, it'd be 14 feet long.
Oh, yeah. You know how it goes zigzag, up and down, yeah. loop.
There's right degree, just giant degree angles.
Yeah.
Up and down. I mean,
it would be like a 15-foot straw.
You'd lose your breath trying to suck anything out of this thing. I mean, my kids have crazy straws, but this one was ridiculous.
But, yeah, he sticks it in the cocoon. Sucks all the liquid out of there.
It looks like blood, but I'm
and they show his mouth just sucking it. You know, the big old lips and
just
loving
it. Loving it.
It tastes great.
You know, less filling.
Yeah, I wonder if it's sweet though, because if they did everything else clown and carny like, it would have to be sweet.
Maybe it mixes with the cotton candy, and just so it's like, sweet. Like you're drinking cotton.
So,
candy.
So yeah, it could be good.
It's gotta be good.
They also look like giant Dr. Seuss big pink light bulbs.
Yeah, I mean...
So whichever you think. Think testicles, big, giant Dr. Seuss light bulbs, whatever.
That's all we're going to think about.
Well, that, yeah, I'm sure. But Dave and Mike did see him do this, so he's like...
Right, they saw him sucking it, so now they know what's up with that. They search around in there a little bit, and they find the balloon that Debbie's in.
And there is another balloon next to Debbie's, too, so they must use it for some purpose.
But they didn't bother, you know...
They didn't bother explaining, right, yeah, and we have no idea why.
They didn't bother is, they, you know, Dave takes his gun, kind of shoots the edge and pops the balloon so Debbie can get out. They didn't do that with the other balloon to see if anybody else was in there.
And it does have all that powder in there, too, like it comes in a balloon. Well, most of the balloons that, you know how...
Yeah,
you know, you pop, you know,
latex, I think.
A little overboard on the powder stuff, but yeah, I mean, he didn't kill her. He shot it, blew up, she comes out, you know. Yeah. So.
Watch out!
Crazy.
And, back with the Terenzis, though.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show that they did anything with the females.
No.
When we do see them later on, they've got, you know, kiss marks all over them. Their clothes are shredded.
So they ravaged them.
They got down.
So there might be clown
Tourette's. Sequel. There could be.
Terenzi brother clown babies somewhere there.
Oh.
Which would be great to, show in the tent.
I'm
you
throwing
know,
out a lot of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. I would show a little nursery, you know, and with pictures on the wall because they would be older now. So,
Daddy.
You know, the Terenzi brothers' faces mixed with clownish, you know, all the things you could
that
do. And I love how they show like big, like cylinder halves, the popcorn popping up in this big cotton candy room, too.
Yes.
So there's little cool things everywhere.
All the details.
And the balloons, you know, how they go running.
They slide down the fireman's pole to get away.
That first, right.
And, you know, they can't see where it goes. And I just remember there was a big monster at the bottom. Yeah. There's a chomp if you go down too far.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me question, why would the clowns even have that? I mean, if they slide down the pole, why would they want to get chomped by a monster? I don't know why it's there.
Yeah.
But,
one of those things.
They avoid it. And, yeah, they end up in, like, this hallway full of balloons. They got to bat their way out.
Just like we did when we were kids.
Yeah,
I remember having birthday parties where our parents would blow up, like, 100 balloons. And we'd stick them all into one room. And, that's kind of what they were doing. You know, blocked off area running through there. And
absolutely.
It was awesome.
They're making their way, trying to get out of the funhouse. You know, the Terenzis, I don't know what happened to them. And, you know, a couple of the, you know, they got the balloon dog again, and they're chasing. And I love when they get to the door, you know, and they're trying to get out. And they're open, you know, Dave's got he's got a shotgun, you know, from the cop car. He's got his pistol and he's got a shotgun.
This is where you find out how they die.
That's right. He's trying to open the doors. He's like, another door! Another door!
And it ends up being
like this small.
Yeah.
And, does he waste one of them in this part here?
He shoots the nose.
Right, and the nose, which will destroy them.
Yes, and he's...
And that does make sense. Yeah. I mean...
No. The first time he kills them is in the police station.
Oh, the big one.
That's where you forgot. I totally forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we learn how...
That's the first time,
That's the first time he kills
one. At the police station.
That's right.
So then he knows.
And I like that, because they all have that, so they all have that one weakness.
Oh, yeah. Which is kind of cool. I mean, they did, you know, they...
Right.
Crossed their T's, dot their I's, whatever, for the movie.
And they're kind of like the zombies in Night of the Living Dead, in that, you know, one or two of them, you can kind of handle them, maybe, but you start getting a bunch of them together.
And this is where they all start coming out.
Yeah,
you don't see just the four. There's a whole mess of them.
There's a ton of them. They all have weapons. They all have bats with nails in it, and the nails are, like, pink and red, and they've
Carny
got golf clubs and
weapons.
Maces. I mean, all kinds of bludgeony kind of things.
Yeah.
And they've... got them kind of like up on a dais or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks almost like a birthday cake.
Kind of thing. Giant birthday cake pedestal.
And they're about to whack them. And then the Terenzis show up to save the day.
They crash through the
ice cream truck.
Yeah.
But somehow they must have got out, in their truck, and just blasted back in. So
evidently after they ravaged them, maybe it was so much for the clown girls, they fell asleep and they got away.
It could be,
you know?
It could be.
But yeah, they got the kiss. This is where they got all that and stuff. And
right,
yeah.
And that kind of just stuns all the clowns.
Oh, yeah, they're scared. They're like,
yeah, they don't
well, not
move.
Scared, but they stop moving.
Well, because the, you know, they say, Jojo the clown, you know, Jojo.
Right.
Because they've got a big clown on top of their ice cream truck and they're speaking out the loudspeaker.
So they could think it's some kind of clown king or something from...
Right. But then we'll see the real clown king in a moment.
Oh, yeah.
They all start looking up. You know, they get into the truck. They're going to try to get away. But the top of what's up. And this is what kind of reminds me of Aliens almost. Because when Ripley goes to see the queen, you know, all the drones kind of back away.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what happens here. The big, you know, the big king or queen, you know.
Looks like a giant puppet on strings, though. It's
got
the big strings.
Like a puppet.
Although once he hits that pedestal type thing, whatever, they pop off. And he...
Right.
He goes heading towards the Terenzi brothers'
and all the
ice
other,
cream truck.
Clowns, they just totally
up. Yeah, because he's here now, and they disappear.
Right.
They're
and
gone.
This is a bitchin' clown.
I mean, 20 huge, feet tall.
Like Kong.
Oh.
He comes over there, starts to beat the hell out of the
pounding the heck out of the ice cream truck.
Who does he pick? He picks one of them up. I can't remember which one it is. But
well, he picks up Dave after they get away.
Right, and it's just like, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
He picks up the ice cream truck first,
throws
it across the room or whatever.
Dave and Debbie get out of it, and the Terenzi brothers are still in it, and he picks it up, whips it, and it
blows up. Fire.
Terenzi brothers, toast.
Yeah.
Thought. So we think.
Exactly.
And that's a heartbreaker if you haven't seen this before.
Man,
these guys.
They died, no way.
Yeah, and that's a huge explosion. All right,
when
you see that truck, I mean, there's nothing left.
Yeah, to find out later that, you know,
right,
they survived, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, he tells what? He tells Debbie and out, Mike though. To go run out the right. hole that the ice cream truck blasted through. Right.
They all could have got away, but if someone doesn't stop these clowns, I mean, there's going to be no tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, right. It'll be, clowns will take over Earth.
Dawn of the clowns.
Yeah.
And
but this is where he gets picked up by the big
guy. Right, his shotgun's gone. He's got his pistol.
He's a little toy. You could tell he looks like a little toy
in his hand. Yeah, it's still cool when he picks him up like Kong picking up Fey Wray.
Still perfect hair and stuff. He hasn't messed up at all. I mean, looks great.
Not even sweaty or anything. Perfect, dude. Whatever you're using, don't stop.
But doesn't he shoot him, too?
He takes a few shots at him and misses, even though the nose is bigger. But I guess when you're running around, you can't really, you know, stop and aim. And
I can't remember how he kills him, though.
Oh, if also, he kills him. When he picks him up, and also what's going on this time, Debbie and Mike, they get out, but you see all the electrical lines going up, like the tent is getting ready to take off.
Right.
You know, it's a lost cause, we're getting out of here.
Yeah. And the humans have discovered us, and even though there's a hole in there, do you think they'd have to patch that up? But nevertheless.
Yeah, let the city pay for it. And, he picks Dave up, and Dave manages to get his top patch.
Yeah.
And he uses the pin to bust the nose
nose.
Like a balloon.
Yeah.
And that's what destroys
him.
The big JoJo clown. And now the state police are showing up.
Yeah, all
and
the you cops.
See it looks like a top. The tent, you know, looks like a top.
Spinning top, yeah. And it's taken off in the air. It's all glowing and stuff.
Mike and Debbie make it to the state police.
And I love how the police, especially the one female cop, is just like going, looking the whole time. And they show her face like three times.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know they're shocked.
You're looking at this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, Art Bell was right.
Yeah. Art Bell.
The big JoJo clown's destroyed, and that ends up destroying the entire tent, the whole thing, kablooey.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're all gone, and the
little clown car
crashes down to Earth. Dave managed to hide in that before the last minute.
Yeah, he got in there somehow really fast and hid and thought it would save him, which it did.
Right.
Didn't get destroyed, so the clown car is indestructible, I guess. Right,
and the Terenzi brothers, they show up too. They hid in the freezer of the ice cream trucks.
Yeah, where the ice cream was. They must have had to throw it all out because it had to be packed.
Yeah, they had to hurry.
So they must have crawled in there and hurried up and went as they were flying in there before the explosion. And they survived and they had ice cream all over their faces and stuff and all that.
And then, you know, all the heroes are standing there looking. They you know. Did we do it? Did we defeat them? And next thing you know, a bunch of pies from somewhere.
Yeah, out of the air come flying down.
All over them.
Yeah.
And
it's raining pies.
But we would think that they're going to get liquefied now.
Yeah, you thought.
But you know, whatever, you know.
It is what it is.
I think that they didn't. And that pretty much takes us to the end of the movie. Just like cool movie, great effects.
Yeah.
These are the kind of effects I like. You know, I like Ray Harryhausen effects. And I like this kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know, I like when people make stuff by hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's why I'm such a big fan of Tim Burton.
Yeah, practical effects.
Because all that claymation and
his old stuff.
Yeah, his old stuff. I mean, you know, yeah. But
when he was good, he was great.
Right. So, okay, well, yeah, we won't talk more about it.
But I'll always watch his movies. That's the thing. I'll always watch his movies.
And how about they wanted us to talk about Misfit Boy, Walt, the Dickies.
The Dickies. He's a Dickies fan. Dickies.
Well, I'm not sure if he did or somebody else. So maybe somebody from YouTube asked. But neither. Yeah, whatever. Dickies are great. Great punk rock band.
They do the theme song to this movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
And it plays
awesome
a little bit at the
song.
I got it on my iPod. I was listening
it's a
to
perfect
it.
80s punk pop. Because it is more punk pop than anything. So, and it's just, it's an awesome song.
Right, it plays over the end credits. And what I always remember... I think we were talking about this last time.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't think it was on the DVD. I don't know if it's on the Blu-ray because I don't have the Blu-ray. But when I used to rent the tape, at the end of the tape, after the credits were over, because I think it advertised on the box that the video was on there.
Yeah.
So you got to watch the video. And the video is cool because not only does it have the Dickies in it, It, I believe it was directed by one of the Chiodo brothers.
Yeah.
And it's got some of the extra scenes with the clowns. It's got scenes from the movie. Mm-hmm. But it's got extra stuff with the clowns in it. And That was cool. And that was kind of like a little extra before DVD was around. The only other tapes that had that were the Full Moon movies. Mm-hmm. There was always like a little video magazine at the end that would tell you about the next movie or the making of the movie.
Because, yeah, they pumped them out, New Moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, which was, you know, they were like the only ones that did that. So that was kind of cool, a little, you know, extra at the end of the tape.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, that's a great song by the Dickies. It's kind of like Ramones, I would kind of compare them to, if I had to.
And didn't they, you said they did the music for
they did a cover.
Banana Bunch? Or?
Well, they did a cover of the Banana Split song.
Oh, the Banana Split
they
song.
They did their own cover. They did a lot of cover songs.
Yeah.
A lot of their own songs. And I believe they're still around, going strong, as far as I know. A lot of past members in the band, but
yeah, it was,
you know, if you like something cool like Ramones and you never listen to Dickies, I check them out. They got a lot of records and
punk pop.
Yeah,
yep,
good stuff.
They're on YouTube, so you could check it out.
Just out California,
put the Dickies in there, and they'll show up. So,
but this song is cool. They had their own album called Killer Clowns from Outer Space that this song was on.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do any other music for the film, but. Right. You know, it's a great song. I have that song, and along with a few of their others. I love the Banana Split song. They did I remember they did a cover of Knights in White Satin and stuff like that. A lot of, I like their cover songs. Seems like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They got a lot of cool stuff. So, a little shout out to the Dickies there for a great song in this movie and a cool video that came out with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, and if you haven't seen that, go on YouTube because it's a cool, cool video.
Yeah. So anybody a fan of B-horror, this Killer Clowns from Outer Space is just awesome.
It's all up your alley. I mean, if you got whatever that fear of clowns is called, if you got this, I bet you this movie is just...
You're not going to conquer your fear. You're not going to want to watch it if you have a fear of clowns. That's for sure.
What a horrible movie.
Oh, my God. Tie you up and watch clowns the whole time there. Oh,
I get why people can be afraid of them. I get that.
They got that scary, sinister look to their face. It's all makeup.
You have to go to college to be a clown.
Oh, I love clowns.
Yeah, clown college.
I actually love horror clowns. I love the scary clown.
Captain Spaulding from House of a Thousand Corpses, my favorite one.
Yeah.
Or in Devil's Rejects.
And yeah, this guy here, but it's... awesome, yeah. But yeah, definitely a cool movie. Glad we got to do it.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it in a while, so thank you. It was nice to revisit that one. I hadn't seen it for a while. I'm definitely looking. I'm going to get the Blu-ray eventually, I think. Got to add that to the collection. That's got to be one I have. Cool. The kids have to watch that sometime.
Oh, yeah. I think you can let your kids watch this. I think mine would watch this.
Yeah, I think there's like one F word, and I think they had to do that to give it like a PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think there's anything all that risque in it.
No.
You know, maybe like a 5-6-year-old kid, if they like monster movies,
yeah,
should be able to watch this. Just watch that one. I think it's Mooney that says it, but just watch that one word.
So, I think that takes us to the end this time. I think we may be doing the original Poltergeist.
Right, there's a remake Monday coming out soon, so we thought it'd be kind of cool to, you know, when there's a remake coming out, maybe we'll do the original movie or something like that.
Yeah.
So even though it's not one of the
oldie
black and white ones or something like that, still Poltergeist is a great movie. It's got a lot of fans and so I think we're going to tackle that one next. Talk about that. There's a lot of cool stuff in that movie. So I think we'll have plenty to talk about. So do your homework. Watch Poltergeist for Monday.
Okay, and like always, please subscribe on YouTube, because that's where we're trying to broaden our subscribers and people watching and stuff. But iTunes is doing great. Everybody who's fans of the show, thank you.
Send us money.
Like, give us a big job on a network TV show.
Yeah,
that would be great. But this has been awesome. Check us out on Facebook. We're on iTunes, so subscribe to us everywhere. Twitter, we're there, Little Monsters. Follow links on the Facebook page. I put links everywhere. Right. Even on YouTube, there's links to everything if you look down below. So other than that, I think we're out of here for this week. And, man, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And can't wait till next Monday.
Next Monday.
Peace out.